wants traffic here a second, and give me a piece of gum, and I'll be right back to you. Yeah. Nelson, I'm on the road again.
You're waiting on the sun to come out a little brighter and dry the ground out. I got to pull my old pickup up there in the yard where it's good and level and jack that thing up, try to get under it, and replace a freeze plug that's rusted through.
Anyone ever tell you you need to get help for that and you're too dang old?
My brother's grandson, he's been promising me he's going to come up here and do it for a week. And he's on, I think he's on cocaine or maybe even heroin. But I was hoping it'd be straight enough to come up here and do it. I don't want to do it, but looks like I'm going to have to, Tom.
It's not a good combination. Oh boy, I got a doctor's appointment and traffic is backed up here for some reason. I don't know what the deal is. No, that's bad, Walt. I hate to hear that. But bottom line is, there was a guy who died last week when the jack fell and crushed him underneath the car. I'd put it off, Walt, and wait till you can get some help.
Like you, I got a bunch of doctor's appointments coming up. I had to go to the emergency room a week ago last night, and I thought I was having another stroke because I couldn't bend my legs and my feet are numb. And the VA was treating me for circulation. But this neurologist at the emergency room came in there Wednesday morning and told me it was the neurography where I fell and broke my neck and damaged the nerves. And then the surgeon had to cut some nerves to get those six plates in. And he said, "Well, there's no cure for it. There's no medication I can give you." The gabapentin I was taking, 1,600 milligrams a day, he upped me to 2,400, and he said, "I'm gradually legs," and I've got two or three appointments with the VA about that, and then the 30th, they finally got me an appointment over here in Boiling Springs to get these cataracts took off, so I gotta have a vehicle where I can go to all these doggone appointments. That's the only place I go is doctor's appointments and the Dollar General.
Well, all I can tell you is I would call the DAV and ask them if they'd send a van up there and take care of you. There's a lot worse things than you describe. By getting hurt underneath a vehicle. I can't help you, Walt. I'm too beat up. There's no way possible I can. And I got all these appointments, and I got an echo, and I got a chemical stress, and the wife's got appointments, and we got grandkids. But I know the DAV runs a van, and they might be able to help you.
Wooden and concrete block here. I know to chalk the back wheels before I jack it up. And I've got two big heavy duty jack stands that would hold up a bulldozer probably. I'm going to put them under there, and I'm going to take my time and be safe about it, and my daughter will be here watching me. I've changed out of many of them, but it's back when I was younger. Believe me, I don't want to do it. I'm going to call my brother before I even get out there and start on it and see if his grandson's going to come up today or not.
There's no question about it, Walt. And that's a rough road to hoe, I'll tell you. I've never changed out a freeze plug. I know what you're talking about. But the clearances and that underneath those vehicles nowadays, I don't envy you any.
Old 91 Ford truck, and it sits pretty high off the ground. It sits higher than these new ones. It was one owner when I got it. I've had it 2 years now, and the thing rides and drives like a brand new truck, Tom. I've got all new tires on it, and I had to replace the thermostat in it right after I got it, and then 2 weeks later, I had to replace the water pump, and about 2 weeks after that, the whole top blew off the radiator, so I had to replace it. But I've been driving it 2 years, and a freeze plug finally rusted through on it about 2 weeks ago, and it's been parked, and I've been driving my daughter's truck anywhere I got to go, but her, she's a dog sitter, and dog walker, and her business has really picked up. All these people getting out and traveling now, and she needs her truck, but it's a metal freeze plug in there, and the new replacements are rubber. You just stick it in the hole, and it's got a 9/16 nut on it, and you tighten that thing up two turns and crawl out Monday and fill it up with antifreeze.
And you can't drive it down to a local mechanic and get that done?
$10 an hour with a 2 hour minimum.
Sounds like a bargain. I'd highly recommend that, Walt, and it'll be done.
And water as fast as you put it in there, and I wouldn't drive it. I'm afraid I'd run it hot and blow a head gasket on it. So that would mean I'd have to pay a tow bill for them to come get it. That'd be another $125. And if everything goes right, it's about a 30-minute job.
With that, Walt, I'm going to have to let you go, Walt. I'm near in the doctor's office, and traffic's a mess down there where I was trying to go, and I hope I'm not late for this appointment. This is NGL TR clear.
TRK4OIM. Good talking to you this morning. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello and keep an eye on you.